As Ayurveda becomes more popular in our culture, the medicines of Ayurveda are also becoming more popular. Perhaps you've heard about ashwagandha or shatavari or guduchi. But the most common formulation in Ayurveda is called triphala. It's likely the most prescribed formula in Ayurveda in the world. It's used by itself. It's also used in other formulations to bring balance or harmony to those other formulas. So triphala means actually three fruits, triphala. Tri means three, phala means fruits. And those fruits are not anything you've probably ever heard about. They're Indian fruits. They have names like, ready, Harataki, Amlaki, Bibitaki. Probably not growing in your own backyard. And they have interesting flavors, mostly sour, bitter, not that sort of fruity-tooty flavors that we associate with fruits. The ancient system of Ayurveda describes this formula as being a bowel tonic, as being actually a cleanser that helps clear ama, the sticky, gooey, clogging stuff, out of our system. But you'll see in a moment here that that's not really all that's happening. It's not just a cleanser or just a laxative. Those three fruits balance the three doshas. Doshas are these elemental energies in Ayurveda, the substance of all creation. Harataki balances vata, the wind energy. Amlaki balances pitta, the fire energy. And Bibitaki balances kapha, earth energy. And if you really look at each of those ingredients, only one, Bibitaki, is a cleanser. The other two, Harataki and Amlaki, are considered to be rasayana. Rasayana in Ayurveda means rejuvenative, so nourishing, strengthening, supportive. So in this formulation called triphala, you have two-thirds of it that's actually about nourishing as opposed to cleansing. I prescribe this formula a lot for that reason. Too much cleansing can make people weak or strip them down and not be helpful. But this formulation of a cleanser, sort of wrapped up with these nourishing herbs, makes the cleansing part be more accessible, be more gentle. So how I really think triphala works is that it nourishes the GI tract, it nourishes the colon so that it can do its job well. It strengthens that elimination property so that we can clear out what we don't need. So this is sort of the beauty of nourishing, supporting cleansing. I don't generally prescribe in mass, in to crowds, but I would say that any of you could experiment with triphala, with taking, and in fact, I suggest as just for good health maintenance, that we all take triphala every spring for 6 to 8 weeks in April and May. And generally people are adverse to the taste of it, so tea is optional, but it comes in capsules. You take a couple capsules a day for those few weeks as just a tune-up for your GI tract, for your elimination system. It's kind of like the idea of changing the oil in your car, right? Or it's not necessarily going to give you a immediate effect in how your car performs, but you know it's preventing future problems with your car. So triphala feels like that to me. As a general health maintenance, tune up that GI tract since it's a pivotal of pivotal importance to our health and well-being. So if you want to put your toe in the water of experimenting with some Ayurvedic herbs, triphala might be your first foray.